This Pete and Kimber podcast is just a little taste of the show. Get a taste of life at Murdoch at Murdoch University's Open Day, Saturday, March 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tour the campus and find the course you're passionate about. This is the Pete and Kimber podcast.
Hi, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
So on yesterday's podcast, which was Tuesday the 12th of March, today is the 13th of March, we discussed that we were going to get naked. Now we've done it. Now you're going to hear all of the naked stuff. We've put it on another podcast, all right? So still here in the listener app, in the Pete and Kimber podcast area, but there was a lot to unpack there.
What's there? Bragging.
Wasn't talking about me. And so, yes, you'll hear all that on a separate podcast if you want to go. This podcast rundown coming up in just a tick. But how, now that it's done, because you were very nervous about it yesterday, felt a bit weird about it. How are you feeling now that it's done?
Look, I feel good. I think it was, it's a funny thing to explain because it almost wasn't nerves. It was like, I just found it really nuanced and complex. This idea that why would I be so uncomfortable about taking my clothes off in a room where no one can see me? I do that at home all the time. I do that in a change room. I do that at the pub if I have to, if I'm wearing a jumpsuit or a play suit and I have to go to the bathroom, you end up having to take everything from the top down.
Yeah.
And you feel really exposed. And women in particular, like we are just told our whole lives to cover everything up. And as soon as you have anything on show, if you've got a little bit of cleavage or you've got a bit like, can't show your shoulders, can't show a bit of that, everybody thinks you're sexualized and they sexualize you. And so it becomes, you become weird about your own body. It's like the vehicle that we're in. You don't have any of those hang-ups.
Yeah, but it's funny you... It didn't come up today, so I didn't get a chance to really talk about it. But it's funny that you say what you say about like how women have been brought up.
Yeah.
And that perception. Because like with our kids, for example... I feel weirder about the girls being naked in public than I do about Ollie.
Of course you do. It's just built in. Mm. And it's one of those things because, I mean, we have to be honest, that's also because that's what the world is still like.
Yeah.
Little girls are at a higher risk of people that are doing the wrong thing or being, you know, and so it's all of those things. It's like when a little girl is playing around, it's like, oh, quick, no, don't wear that dress because you can't show anyone your knickers and you can't show like... We're just sexualized from such a young age and adults put that on us.
Yeah.
And so you just become more like, do I have the freedom to take my gear off at work? Even though no one could see me and you and I were in the same position, we were both in boarded up separate studios, that like, are people going to judge me for taking my clothes off? Are people going to go, oh, Kimber just got her gear off for nothing? And is that going to be something that people frown upon? And it's not that I'm worried about other people's opinions of me. But it's like, that's just a built-in thing.
Well, my genuine concern is that there are pervs around.
Yeah.
Like even...
Of course.
Like, and sickos and stuff like that. And but I feel more concerned for my daughters about that than I do for my son.
Yeah.
And I know it's how I... Like I was raised, me and my brother. We didn't have any like sisters. But like when we would go out to Rockingham, for example, and the whole family was there. So my girl cousins were there as well. It was much the same. Like the boys were generally running around just starkers.
Yeah.
While the girls were covered up.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I've had that. We'll go to the beach or we'll go to the pools or something. And it's just a lot easier with the three kids to just change them then and there. And I've often thought to myself, it's such an unusual thing to have to think, I need to protect my daughters but not my son.
Yeah, and you know? I don't think that's unusual in that, like, I think that's really standard and I think that's really common. But I also
think... But as in, like, why?
The important thing, I think, to take out of it... Well, you know why.
I know
why. You said why, but I guess...
I know,
I think the important take out here is that everyone worries about protecting their daughters and spends less time raising their sons. And that is... Because there's a lot of conversations that people could be having with their sons as they get older that they don't have because they just live their lives and people don't actually sit down with their children unless there's an incident. They don't sit down with their kids and go, this is how we talk about women. This is how we respect women. We just assume that they're picking up on it and they get it. But the thing is, what kids take in and what they pick up and get is not necessarily the lessons that come from you. and what you're demonstrating, it's everything they see in the world.
I agree with you there, but I personally dispute it about the I spend more time with the girls than I do with my son.
I don't think you've heard me there.
What do you mean?
I don't think you've heard me.
What do you mean?
Because you haven't raised your son yet. Your son is barely talking. I'm talking about raising sons through their childhood and through adolescence and having the conversations around them and women and how they see women, how they view women, how they talk to them, how they respect them. A lot of dudes don't do that. Mm. A lot of parents don't do that because you don't sit. We girls, you have those conversations. We are told from a very young age, you don't walk through the park on your own. You don't get into this situation. Don't go at home with boys. Don't do this because you're at risk all the time.
Mm.
But very few conversations are had with boys where they say, hey, keep an eye out for the behaviors you see your mates demonstrating. Keep an eye out for this way, or hey, that thing you said to the girl in the playground then is not okay. Because those conversations, we just assume that the kids are doing normal things and being raised normally.
Mm.
And we don't have those conversations unless there's an incident, unless something happens at school or something takes place where you have to have a serious chat with your kid. We just assume they're getting it. No one actually talks about that stuff. So your boy is too little. You're not there yet. You're right. You're still in a time where you're trying to teach your kids, don't hit other kids. Don't steal that from them. It's genderless.
Mm.
But so it's not about spending time with them. It's about going, protecting your daughters and making sure your daughters know, don't go here. Don't do that. This is unsafe. Walk with your keys when you go to your car. This yeah. kind of crap,
but as
which is legit, is just not the conversation people are having with boys.
Right. But as families, I feel like we're talking about it more than what we used to. So
yeah,
like,
and I hope so.
Like around our table, the conversation we're having now, whilst it doesn't translate yet into Oliver, you need to not do this, you need to respect women, you need to this because he's too young to understand
yeah.
it yet, we're already having the conversations about these are the things we'll be watching out for when we're older.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember growing up as those conversations were never actively had around the dinner table or at family gatherings and get-togethers and stuff like that. But now when I'm getting together with my cousins or my brother and those like our families and stuff, like, these are active conversations that are happening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I take what you're saying, but I also have to acknowledge that there's a lot more awareness around about it now.
Yeah.
Like we're very protective of our girls, but I will equally be saying to Oliver while he's heading out, and we know this because we've talked about it and we talked about how we're going to raise our son
yeah.
in particular. We have a lot of focus on making sure that our son is raised to be careful when he's out and about because he's just as vulnerable out there as anybody
these
days.
They become at a different risk, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But the big thing for him is that he needs to be a lot better than the generation before him.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to women.
And they're just, I think that's the thing is you have the awareness and so you just need to keep acting on it instead of waiting for anything to happen before you go. And when I say an incident, I'm not talking about like your boy doing something, you know, super dangerous or super, I just mean like the kind of conversations that come up when they're eight and they're doing things like, you know, it's like you might have to have those conversations with them even apropos of nothing.
Yeah.
Just having them because he needs to know those things as they get older and their development changes and as they start to absorb more information and understand it, then you can have those deeper conversations. And if everyone is doing that, then we're going to change the way that those things are viewed and then your son is going to be the kind of person who grows up and has the confidence to stand up to other boys when he sees behaviour that's unacceptable.
Whereas there are
plenty of men even in their 40s and 50s now that do not feel confident. You see it on maps, you see it, and I get that those shows are produced and stuff, but you see how people behave in a group situation where they don't feel like they can stand up to somebody because they don't want to upset the person who's calling themselves the alpha
mm-hmm.
or whatever that is. Like, so
I agree with you there.
That
yeah.
those kind of conversations and raising those types of boys, it's like just that thing of going, yeah, protect your girls, but raise your boys.
Mm. I'll be honest with you, between you and me, if Oliver makes it to the age of eight, I'll be surprised. Because he's absolute fucking chaos. That kid.
he's You know why? Because he's also got that really cute face. So he like does something and you're like, stop it. No, okay, but just.
But don't stop it too much. hey, podcast.
Hey, good chat, dude.
Yeah, good chat,
I
dude.
I appreciate that we can have these talks.
Yep. We can do really that. Do. And we hug it out after, guys, and we get on with our lives.
Well, because they're real talks.
That's right.
Like, everyone needs to have these chats. That's how it is. There's nothing weird about it. No one's pushing an agenda. Yep. It's just going, this. If we want to see change, we have to do it.
Yep. Now, stop looking at me.
But so the, all the nude stuff's on another podcast anyway.
Ah, yes. Now, yay or nay on the way this morning. What was the big, the one big thing out of yay or nay?
The takeout from that is that producer Rami's probably going to be cancelled and that parents are going to be calling Mix 94.5 to complain.
Yeah.
He might have given some poor advice to children. You know, where we would say, like, stay in school, don't do drugs. I think he got those mixed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
We also took your calls on what gross thing are you into.
Very gross things, Mix Fam, but thank you.
Not as gross as the person who has joined Pete and Kimber's Mix Fam on Facebook. Please join us. We'd love you to jump in there. They're a great group of people.
Oh, what have they done? Who is it?
Forgive me, I've forgotten her name, but she's put a story in there about a time that she threatened a sibling and said, if you shut that door, I'm going to put my finger in the hinge of the door, Jane.
Yeah,
and
Jane.
The sibling slammed the door on her finger. She lost the top of her finger. And her mum kept the finger on a windowsill until it was a shriveled, old, disgusting mess. Just
oh, my God.
Just an appendage on a windowsill, and her siblings threw it in the fire.
That's the most insane thing I've ever heard. Even
That's
oh
way
my
grosser. But
God.
We got some gross calls. Producer Kara joined us on the podcast for Splendor in the Grass, where the lineup has been announced for the festival, and he tested us on whether these bands were real band names or fake band names. I did terribly.
Ah, yeah, right. It's tough though, isn't it?
It was very
Splendor
funny.
Splendor in the Grass. These band names are bloody tough.
It was very funny.
And Pop Quiz is always a bit of fun. It's how we do every morning at 6 o'clock. You jump on, you can take on myself or you can take on Kimber. You get a funny name to call yourself as well. And at the moment, some cracking prizes to be won. You're like an overnight stay at the Vines and stuff like that too. But join us nice and early every morning. Get involved from 5:30 because we just have, it's a bit loose first thing in the morning as we sort of get warmed up.
Yeah.
And then jump in at 6 and have a bit of a laugh with us and maybe pick yourself up a cheeky prize as well.
Yeah. But thanks for listening to the podcast.
Bye.
Pete and Kimber's yay or nay.
Good morning, Rami.
Are we ready?
Yep.
Playing golf with your buddies.
3, 2, 1.
Yay.
Nay.
Yeah.
Mainly because I'm not interested in golf, but I must say, when we all went out to the Vines Resort and you guys went for a round and Rami and I just drove the buggies, that day was so fun.
That was fun. Because we didn't play. We just rode around in the buggy.
Oh, it was only fun because remember that time Pete took that trick shot and it bounced off a tree and it hit the buggy and
bounced
off the Perspex? Otherwise, it would have hit you in the head.
That's right.
Yeah, let's post that video again.
The video is up there.
It was incredible.
We'll put the video in our Mix Fam. You can join that on our Facebook page, Pete and Kimber's Mix Fam.
Definitely. The thing I don't like about golf, though, and no one's been able to answer this for me yet, is why is it such a snooty, highbrow sport? It's just like
But it's not.
A small
I think
ball.
That's perception. But it's not. Well, I reckon most people
have to wear a collared shirt to
no,
play.
No, you don't. Not at all.
That's what
not
I
at
heard.
All places.
There's a lot more private clubs than there are public, Pete.
Yeah. It's the people who want to go and play golf. Like, the rest of us just want to go and whack a few balls and then catch up with the boys.
Yeah.
That's a Friday night to me. Well, the reason I bring this up is because a guy was playing golf in Florida and he was getting his ball out of the pond and lost his hand to an alligator.
I've heard about this.
Yeah. So
you meant to fish it out with the stick,
yeah,
with
so
the
be,
club.
Be aware.
Are you sure you weren't just watching Happy Gilmore? That's basically the plot of Happy Gilmore for one of the main characters.
Pretty much. Second one, cannabis should be legalized already.
3, 2, 1.
Yay.
Interesting.
Just do it.
Interesting.
It helps so many people's lives, countless people. It's not for everybody, but for those who it does work for, it's life-changing gear.
Yeah. And I don't use the stuff, but it comes out of the ground. Like, I don't understand why it's not just legal.
Yeah.
It comes out of the ground.
That's why.
Because it comes out of the ground.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a bit of conspiracy.
It's not a conspiracy, mate.
It?
It's the government.
What is
That's
it?
How they operate.
Oh, hang on a sec. It's not a conspiracy, mate, but it's the government.
Why does that make it a conspiracy?
Because every time you talk about conspiracies, it's the government doing something.
Maybe they're just jerks, guys. Maybe they don't have your best interests at heart.
Well, that's not a conspiracy.
I mean, that's crazy to say out loud.
That's just honest.
Is it? It's just being, it's just the truth, right? Are they looking after you? How's your housing crisis going?
Careful.
And Roger Cook joins us on the phone. Morning, mate.
Good. I look forward to chatting with him. What's he got?
Hey, a university on the East Coast, if you missed it this morning, have started a course on cultivation of cannabis. It's a TAFE course.
Good.
It's a course. Did I say TAFE or university? One of those.
It's certificate three, so it can be at TAFE if we open it here in WA.
Oh, well, there you go. So get on it, kids.
I don't think you're supposed to say that.
Teens.
No, you are not supposed to say that, Rami.
Move on. Keeping exotic pets is okay.
Sorry, one more time.
Keeping exotic pets is okay.
3, 2, 1.
Nay. You don't do it. You shouldn't be allowed.
But like, what about like big snakes and turtles and things like that?
Is a big snake exotic? When I think exotic pets, I think like you've got a dolphin in your backyard.
Or you're thinking Tiger King.
Yeah, or tigers. Or a chameleon.
Who has a bloody dolphin in their backyard?
Well, it's funny you should bring
this up.
Hopefully
no one.
The government won't let me.
The Pete and Kimber Podcast.
What's the gross thing you're into this morning, Perth?
Why are we asking this?
Because we had an absolute beauty yesterday, courtesy of the woman who was in here playing Deal Breaker Dating.
She said something gross yesterday. We had Fads in because we were doing Deal Breaker Dating, trying to find her a man. And she said she's into something that was pretty gross.
I'm obsessed with watching Who videos on YouTube, where it's like a mixture of between cows getting pedicures and also Dr. Pimple Popper.
Hoof videos. So I guess that is just like people using tools to scrape gross stuff out of cow and horse feet.
Why
would anybody be interested in watching that?
It's satisfying. There's something, I watch the hoof videos. There's something really satisfying watching them cut the hoof and then seeing all of the pus and everything come out.
I'll happily watch someone edge a lawn. That's great. That's satisfying. Or power washing some bricks. That's satisfying. Cleaning gunk out of feet is not satisfying. Pimple popper, don't even get me started on that.
Dr. Pimple popper's amazing.
Anyone on Facebook who would share videos of people popping pimples and doing that gross stuff, I would delete them as friends. Because otherwise it would come up in my feed and I couldn't stand seeing it.
Oh, you better bring my Facebook profile up, man, because I've got a couple of absolute beauties for you.
There's nothing. We don't need to do anything about this.
Have you ever smelt your own belly button lint?
Oh, yeah. I know a girl whose dad used to collect his belly button lint in a jar.
See, there you go.
Why?
It's gross.
I mean, what was he going to do, make a cardigan?
Because this is real life. People do that stuff. What's the gross thing you're into? I can't help it. I don't know what it is, but if I pick a bit of lint out of my belly button, I'm going to have a bit of a sniff.
Why?
I don't know.
You know what it smells like. Why would you go back and sniff it again?
I don't know. Maybe it's going to smell different the eighth time. I'm not sure. I got a new one. This is something.
Sometimes I look at you, Pete, and I can imagine how Neanderthals were. Like, I was like, I see them sitting around around a campfire.
Wow.
And just you picking fleas and lice off each other and then having a sniff and eating it.
Well, it's funny that you sort of mentioned that. Not that I've ever done that. I'll never eat it, but I've taken to something really, really interesting. Ollie Bear, my little Ollie Bear, right? So he's still got, at the age of almost three, he's still got cradle cap.
Oh, no.
Right? And I don't know why, but if we're just sort of sitting down and hanging out, I can't help myself. I'll start picking the cradle cap out of his head and just sort of like just picking the lip, and then it comes up through the hair and sometimes it gets stuck in there and just plucking it out of there. It's just, I don't know what it is. It's just real. I find it really satisfying.
I hope you're alone. I hope you're alone.
I'm not alone. Lena in Kelmscott. What's the gross thing you're into?
So for the 3 years, I've been collecting my toenails and I'm putting them off to the side of my bed.
You have not.
Yes, you
have not, Lena.
Yes.
You've not. Why? Why would anybody be doing that?
I find it therapeutic.
So
I know you do not.
Are they in a jar or what? Like, where are they?
So, yeah, I keep them in a jar and I just collect them to see how much I can get within a year.
Yeah, that's great.
She does.
Are we talking like a mason jar or are we talking like a...
There is no way that Lena is collecting toenails.
Are you in our Mixed Fam Facebook group, Lena?
No.
Go there, join and send us a picture.
Because thankfully our text line doesn't receive photos and I'm starting to learn why.
You know what's great about this, right? That was our first call.
No one collects their toenails.
I'll see picture
proof. There's nothing you can do with those.
Samantha in Success, good morning. So we've got ears written here. Gross thing you're into. What's the ears thing?
Yeah, so when I had my baby, I used to sit and pick the top of her ears and get all the little skin cells out of them and all the dirt in there and just bring it out on my fingernail and rub it on my hand.
But
now she's a toddler, so she won't let me do it. So I do it to my husband, who works in oil and gas, and he's got disgusting ears. Like, it's so really, like, satisfying.
My God.
So I told you it's satisfying.
Do you guys need hobbies? Do you need hobbies? Do you want some suggestions? You could do circus. You could do some kite surfing.
I don't know. I feel like you're the weird one here.
That is not true. I'm just throwing it out there. That is not true. Jody on the text line, I've just asked her to hold my hand because we're both bracing for this. She's like, I nearly puked just hearing Pete do, like, chatting about these calls. Jody and I are, like, securely holding each other's hand, waiting to see what this next person's going to give.
Zane, what are you giving us? What's the gross thing you're into?
Vegemite and hot water.
Oh, that's just like, isn't that like gravy?
No, it's not even like gravy.
I don't know. So you just drink it?
Yeah, just drink it because, like, the daughter loves hot chocolate. I'm trying to get her onto the Vegemite. It's good for vitamin B, gives you rosy cheeks, thickens your hair.
I could drink that. That doesn't sound gross. To me, that just sounds like when you've run out of chicken stock. Doesn't that just sound like stock?
You're the litmus test here, right, for is this gross or not? And if you're sitting there going, isn't that just like chicken stock? Then no. No.
See, people aren't that gross.
Mandy, tell me how gross you are. Tell us about your husband. What's the gross thing you're into?
He would pick his nose.
Yeah.
And then he would check the texture and the consistency, and he would have it between his fingers, and it was really good if it were white. But apart from that, then he would start to roll it with his fingers, and he had a trophy, and he would collect it, and he would just keep on building it up. And in the end, his booger was so hard and so big that it was visible.
Oh, and Mandy, how long ago did you two stop being intimate?
Come on, Mandy, you're into it, aren't you? You're into it. Come on, you're into it.
No, nah.
She's still with him.
No chance.
Hey, Jared, good morning, mate. What's the gross thing you're into?
Morning, guys. I enjoy sitting back on the lounge and I'll pick every single one of my toenails and I'll put them in my mouth and I like to bite them into little pieces.
Stop, you do not. I don't believe any of these.
I do. I absolutely do. I also just heard, was it Lena?
Yeah, Lena.
I'd love to get a jar.
hey, Lena.
How can you get a jar when you're busy eating them all?
Wait a minute. We've still got...
You weren't so greedy, Jared. You could put them in a jar.
Hey, can you stop getting in the way of potential romance here? I've got Lena on the line. Jared, say hi to Lena.
Hey, Lena. How you doing?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Hey, Lena, can Jared have a jar? Of your toenails. If you've just joined us, we're doing What's the Gross Thing You're Into. That Lena was our first call that we took and said that you keep toenail clippings in a jar beside your bed. Can he have a jar of your toenail clippings?
Sure.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Jared. Okay, you two just hold there. We'll pass it back over to the producers and we'll hook you up. This is, mate, I love this job.
Do you know
this
what?
Job's great.
I would have been more grossed out by anyone telling me they just use a cotton bud to clean their ear. That would have been worse than those.
You're so vanilla.
You shouldn't stick anything in your ear smaller than an elbow, guys.
Hello, Carrot.
Hello, Pete. Hello, Kim.
Hi.
How
is it
are
time
guys?
For you kidding me?
It's not time for you kidding me, but I do have another game for you guys.
Yay!
This morning. Yay. Woohoo. Oh,
what is going on, mate?
Well, as you guys know, Splendor in the Grass is the big kind of festival here in Australia. This year, the lineup has been released. Tones and I... makes the cut.
Oh, cool.
G Flip is another one that's made the cut. But the big name is Kylie Minogue. She's back.
That is a huge guess.
Massive guess. So she's the main headline. It's a three-day festival. She's the Friday night headline. But within the Splendor in the Grass lineup, there are a lot of bands that play, and there are some very questionable names. Oh. And so what I have for you guys here...
I don't even know that any of them are actual bands. Sometimes I think they might be a food van.
Well, funny you say that, Kimber, because some of these are great. I have got a whole bunch of band names in front of me.
Oh, no!
That are playing in Splendor in the Grass. I want you guys to guess whether these are real bands or fake bands. It's going to be a pretty rapid fire because I've got a whole bunch here. Does that make sense?
There used to be a time where I was really up with alternative and cool music, and now I'm out of the loop. This is embarrassing. Let's go.
At least you're in the loop at some point.
Do you want us to just shout out whether you think it's real or fake?
That's pretty much all I want you to do. Yep. All right. So you're roaming around Splendor in the Grass. Time to go see Wickety Whack and the Snake Attack.
Real.
Yeah, I'm going to go with real to start off with.
It's fake.
Oh, come
on. It's a fake name.
It's a good one.
That's amazing.
There are bands right now going, write that one down.
Yeah. How about Baby Gravy? You know, Saturday afternoon, go check out Baby Gravy. Real game, a real name or fake name?
I think it's real.
Yeah, I reckon it's real because we all know what Baby Gravy is.
Correct. It is a real band name. Go check them out.
Piece. Okay.
Heading into Saturday night. How good. Having a great time. Let's go see Yeet.
Yeet.
Yeah. Let's go see Yeet.
It's a fake.
No, I'm going to go real.
It is real. Oh! Real is, yeah.
Too easy, Yeet. That one. It's been around for too long.
I thought it was something that came off the back of Kanye. As in, like, you know, like just the dregs that hang off him everywhere he goes.
The rest Yeet. Of his name.
The Yeet that hangs off Kanye.
What about Party Boy 69? Let's go see Party Boy 69.
Real.
Party Boy 69 is an artist. That is a real person making real music.
You know why? Because that was absolutely an MSN Messenger Hotmail address back in the day. It certainly was.
So you've had a big night Saturday night. Wake up Sunday morning. Let's do it. Last days of Toyotathon. First band up.
No, that's fake.
Last days of Toyotathon?
Yeah.
Fake.
That is a fake name. Very well done, guys. Okay. Heading into Sunday morning, Viagra Boys. Yeah.
I'm very stiff about this one being real.
I think they're fake.
They are a real band.
Oh, no!
I've got two more for you. I've got two more. Dr. Schlong and the GI Clinic.
Yes. I'm hoping this one's real.
I think it's real.
It's a fake band name, but if anyone in Perth wants to take it, you go for it.
I have a question. Which one of you out there, which one of you sadistic minds came up with that one? Speedy.
Yeah,
that's
my boss. Yeah,
I was trying to think what the GI clinic stood for.
The final one. Teen Jesus and the Gene Teasers.
They are definitely real. Great 100% band.
Real. They are a great band.
Great band.
There you go, guys. There's just a few of the names that you'll see at Splendor in the Grass.
Enjoy Splendor with Kylie as well. Huge name.
Pete and Kimber's pop quiz.
Josh in Mandurah. Let's bring Josh in Mandurah in. Good morning to you, Josh.
Morning, mate.
Good.
Josh, how's your morning looking? You're naked? Where are you?
No, I'm fully clothed. I'm just in the truck, just on my way to site at work.
Oh, good on you.
Oh, you drive a truck, do you?
I do, yeah.
All right. Very manly of you, Josh.
What's Josh's innuendo name going to be today?
I don't have an innuendo for Josh, but I will give him a point straight off the bat if he gets naked to play the game.
I will not be doing that. I'm on the side of the freeway right now.
Josh, don't worry. It sounds like an excuse because Pete can't think of your innuendo. Can you?
I saw his name at the last minute. Like, just
come on.
Returning the microphone.
Work on it.
I don't. All right, I'll work on it.
Okay, if anyone would like to text 04800 21945 because he needs some examples for innuendo for Josh. Have you got any names for yourself, Josh? Has anyone called you anything with an innuendo?
No, actually. They're pretty poor names to, figure out something with.
Yeah, what about Josh's junk?
Josh's junk.
Josh's
junk. I mean, sure, I'll take it.
That works.
Okay. With the lack of anything else forthcoming, I'll take it.
Hey, people might text in. Worries. Who knows? Well, it's a great prize on offer for you today. The overnight stay in the Resort King room at the Vines Resort. Who would you like to play in pop quiz, Pete or myself, Josh?
I will take on Pete today.
All right.
All right, Josh is junk.
Okay. Test your buzzer, Josh.
Josh is junk.
Thank you. Man knows how to play.
Okay.
All right.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Reed, Shepherd, and Hass are variations of which fruit?
Petenus.
Oh, Pete.
That would be an avocado.
That is correct. Oh, he's playing fast today. Okay.
You missed out on
question
your
number
point,
two.
Josh.
The black box records the flight path, performance, condition, and any conditions and any issues of a plane in flight. But what colour is the box?
Josh. Can I say black?
That is incorrect.
Petenus.
Pete.
Is it orange?
It is orange.
Yeah. Why is it orange? Because they need to be able to see it.
That's right. Okay.
Mate, I am flying.
Okay. Ready? I've been getting some texts in. Tennille in Hilbert says, Juicy Josh. I don't know whose this message is from, actually, but they've gone with Jack Off Josh.
Sorry.
And that text message that just came through.
Where's the text message coming from?
Are we allowed to say it?
Yeah. Is that the boss?
It's our boss.
Oh, ejaculating Josh.
Oh, my God. Well, it's really fitting with today's show, isn't it?
Can you go? Well, we don't know yet, mate. We'll find out after 6:30.
Oh, God. All right. Okay, come on, Josh. You need to bring it back here. You ready?
Josh-ulation.
Okay. What is the date of Valentine's Day?
Josh. The 14th of January.
Oh, geez, Josh, you're making someone feel special each year, aren't you?
Oh, sweet as, did I get that?
No. No, you didn't. Oh. Have you got anyone in your life, Josh?
I do, yes.
Yeah, not celebrating on the 14th of Feb each year then, no?
No, probably not.
Pete, can I have a go?
No.
Why not?
Because I want Josh to get on the board. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
What was the name of the famous elephant that was located at the Perth Zoo? Oh, come on, guys. She was the matriarch of our city.
Oh, hang on a sec. No.
Anyone?
Bleah.
Bueller? Oh, neither of you. It was Trisha.
That's right.
I wouldn't have got that.
Josh hasn't got a chance to bounce back here. I think it's over.
I'll give him one
okay.
more. Just, I'll tell you what.
Question number three.
Double points, Josh. Double points for you to take it to a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Oh, mate, that sounds awesome.
Name the Disney character who flies while sitting on a carpet.
Josh Junk.
Yep, Josh.
Aladdin.
Oh, okay, you're back in the game, bud. Oh, tiebreaker. Yeah.
Okay.
Tiebreaker.
Hey, Josh is junk.
Yeah, mate.
I'll give you the tiebreaker point if you take your clothes off.
He's on the side of the freeway. Safety first. Okay.
He's pulled over.
Josh. Well,
I can take my shirt off. It's the best I can give you at the moment.
Yeah, go for it.
There are people salivating all over Perth right now.
Hang on, playing the cherry pie music. Oh, no, don't worry about it. You have to find it. Sorry,
okay.
Rami.
Here's the tiebreaker question.
Yep.
Who is known as the king of rock and roll?
Josh Junk.
Yes, Josh.
Elvis?
That is correct.
Congratulations, Josh's.
Nice one, Josh.
Ejosulation all over the place.
Ejosulation. You've got your overnight stay at the Vines Resort. Have a fabulous time. You can call it
beautiful.
A late Valentine's present.
Yeah, I'll have to make up for that, won't I?
Thanks for playing, bud. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.
This Pete and Kimber podcast is just a little taste of the show. Get a taste of life at Murdoch at Murdoch University's Open Day, Saturday, March 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tour the campus and find the course you're passionate about.